making our picks for this weekend's games on the ESPN Southside family, 1160 AM, ESPNSouthside.com, and Facebook.com/ESPNSouthside for the link to listen on your mobile phone.
Southside Connection, we will lock it up today as we always do. To end our show, we make our picks, and we start off in the AFC Championship game. Baltimore and New England, the 3 o'clock kickoff on CBS television. I go with New England for a couple of reasons. I don't think Baltimore is offensively equipped and has offensively proven that they can handle New England. Yes, New England's not that physical of a team. Baltimore is. Baltimore has to get physical. They need to shorten this game, run it with Ray Rice, but Joe Flacco is going to have to do a lot. And after what was said this past week by Ed Reed, I understand he's going to try and sweep it under the rug. But my problem with Baltimore is, if you're not on the same page with your quarterback, if you've got some chemistry issues going into Foxborough, I don't like that. We know what New England is. Great offensive team, especially in the passing game. They can get stuff with Ben Jarvis Green-Ellis on the ground. By the way, he's never fumbled the NFL. Article on that in the Wall Street Journal today. I think in the win, he fumbles just to screw with that line of logic. I go with New England winning this contest. I just think they end up putting up too many points. Give me the Pats 34-24, pulling away late. Giants at San Francisco. Yes, it's going to be wet. Yes, it's going to be nasty. But my thing is this. I think the Giants are playing well at the right time. They've got an excellent pass rush. And their pass rush, in my opinion, is good enough. They can set the back seven back into coverage when they want to. Or they can use them toward the line of scrimmage if San Francisco tries to run. This is a team that, as Tom Brennan of the NFL and Fox said, they've got it all. They're strong, they're fast, they're physical. I think there's enough there on defense. San Fran's going to try and grind this game away. But I think New York, when they're asked to make plays late, I've got a little more confidence in Eli Manning than Alex Smith. You got to have a first time for everything. We could see a Harbaugh ball matchup. I don't dispute that. I'm not overly confident in either team. But I think if I'm confident in one team the most, it's New England. I think next is the Giants. Third would be San Francisco and fourth Baltimore, just because you don't want to have turmoil going into the postseason. Gary A will have Southside Connection tomorrow as we have a 7:10 Cunningham Tire warm-up show and a 7 o'clock tip. Magna Vista at Martinsville. Meanwhile, we're back Monday afternoon 4 to 6. Thanks to Tom Brenneman for his time today. And we ask you to stay tuned tonight at 8 o'clock airtime for UNC at Virginia Tech in college hoops. Southside Connection. Gary's back with you tomorrow afternoon 4 to 6. Yours truly back Monday afternoon 4 to 6. Have a safe weekend. Enjoy the sports and enjoy Gary tomorrow.